Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect. Well, hello there. I am Neva Wartell, host of Music for the Masses, inviting you to join me every Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on an excursion of sound and rhythm, where we discover how much amazing music comes from places in the world you may be familiar with, or you've wondered about, or maybe never even heard of. Music for the Masses comes to you live from Catskill every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. only on listener-supported, solar-powered, community-based radio for open ears, open minds, and open hearts. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Suitable for the avid globehopper and armchair traveler alike. You might want to pack a map and a sandwich.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of August Black of Boulder, Colorado. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Underwriting is provided in part by Chronogram. Looking to stay informed about the latest in Hudson Valley dining, culture, and happenings? Chronogram's Eat, Play, Stay newsletter delivers curated updates on restaurants, bars, shops, local events, and more straight to your inbox. Covering food, culture, news, and real estate, it's designed to keep you in the loop 5 days a week. Discover what's new and noteworthy in the region by signing up at chronogram.com/newsletter.
Thank you. You're listening to Be Gwen C, Meet Bird People in Hudson Valley on Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM. And my name is Mayuko. Be Gwen C invites the local community to be inspired by the joy, beauty, and wisdom bird enthusiasts find in the nature of our neighborhoods. Every episode features an interview with local bird people, plus a free-form mix of sounds made by birds and humans inspired by birds. But this month I took a holiday break from interviews, and there have been some music releases that I wanted to play but haven't got the chance to do, so today's show will be a music-focused episode. And later I'll be playing some little outtakes from my recent interviews, the parts I really enjoyed but had to cut out due to the time limits. So I hope you will stick around and enjoy those little bits of my interviews too. The first bird-inspired music we heard today at the top of the set was Sparrow's Song by Dan Melchior from Hill Country Piano, which is released on December 6, 2024, so it's brand new release. And we're gonna hear, well, we're gonna start the next set with A Field Guide to Fantasmic Birds by London-based artist Kate Carr. It says here, all the birds I never recorded and some I did, reimagined, stretched and stuttering, glitching and morphing, swirling and sputtering. So I hope you enjoy this bird-inspired piece by Kate Carr. Thanks for listening. This is Beak Wincy on WGXC.
free, proud birds, it is time for the friends to fly to the white of the rock at the bend, to fly to the blue of the sea and the sky, where evenly dwell the tempests of the night. We're free, proud birds.
We just finished the set with a track titled Free Proud Birds by artists whose details I do not know. They just go by the name 0018 or maybe 0018. And the album is also titled 0018. Came out this month, December 9th, 2024. And ahead of that, we heard Seaworthy and Matt Rosner. The track was titled Boundaries, and this is from an album that is titled Deep Valley, released on September 20th, 2024, from 12K record label. Deep Valley is a new work by Australian artists Seaworthy, Cameron Webb, and Matt Rosner. Composed and recorded during a week-long residency at Bundanon Art Museum on the south coast of New South Wales. The Bundanon property was gifted to the Australian people by renowned artist Arthur Boyd and his wife Yvonne in the 1990s. Webb and Rosner spent a week in the musician's hut and exploring surrounding wildlife sanctuary. All the pieces featured in Deep Valley were composed using recordings of sounds of the outside environment and weaving them with guitars, piano, and electronic processing to create a new work inspired by Arthur Boyd's famous comment, "You can't own a landscape." The statement rings true even more today, and Deep Valley reflects that perspective and a desire to record ecosystems in states of flux and transition. You can't own a landscape. At the top of the set, we heard a track titled Shy, typically alone or in pairs. This was from a release titled A Field Guide to Phantasmic Birds by Kate Carr. Came out last year from Room 40 record label. Kate is also the person behind Flaming Pines, which is the record label based in London that focuses on field recording, sound art, and experimental ambient music. And this label, Flaming Pines, recently released an album titled Can You Hear Me? By David Evans, which is an album that attempts to create the calls of endangered birds from the cry of a human baby. It says here, it is comprised of only three sound sources, a baby's vocalizations, in vitro heartbeat, and otoharp. Yet, from this simple starting point, Evans' work asks us to consider a number of complex questions. The different meanings of a cry, the link between human activity and environmental degradation, and the increasingly difficult prospect of hope. But I thought it sounded really kind of interesting. So I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to play a few tracks from this album, Can You Hear Me? So I hope you'll enjoy. Thank you for listening. This is Frequency on WGXC.
Thank you.
We just heard three tracks by David Evans from this brand new album, Can You Hear Me?, released by Flaming Pines record label. The last one was Western Ground Parrot, and before that was Red Goshawk, and at the top of the set was a track titled Gouldian Finch. So today I've been talking over an underwater recording made by Chris Funkhauser, who I interviewed on this program, Bequency, in July, this past July. And outside of what I played on that on the radio, I had like an hour of recording of our conversation that I didn't get to use because this show is, you know, it's only 1 hour. And obviously I can't play the entire thing, but there's this little bit that I want to play today from that a news part of that interview that we did. And for the context, the interview was about his audio project that he calls Media Safari, which documents the natural soundscapes in the woods along the Hudson River. That includes birds like indigo bunting. And he wrote an essay about this project, Media Safari, that was going to be part of his upcoming book. And in the essay, there's a story about an incident that took place on January 24 in 2024. When he went to the Hudson River to try out his hydrophone, he just got this microphone for recording underwater sounds. And then he was surprised by something very unexpected coming through the microphone that he just threw into the river. And I was asking him about that incident. So, well, let's take a listen.
One of the worst experiences in my life. No, not really.
What is this?
No, I was trying to record the river. First time ever, I threw the microphone in. I turned the recorder on, the headphones, and it was a Hall & Oates song coming out.
Comes through water. That was fascinating to read that.
I'm not a fan of that band, not even a little bit. So I felt.
What was
like
the explanation sort of that? Someone playing it on the radio, or some like radio signal?
Amtrak.
Yeah, there's Amtrak.
Well, the working theory on it is that it was, yes, if you don't put the actual microphone, the close contact microphone, far enough away from the recording unit, it can work as an antenna.
Oh, like a receiver, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I went through all sorts of little things like, could I imagine that there was a Hudson Valley artist who was doing some weird audio project of broadcasting sound under
from
the
water.
Yes. But it more likely that it was just one of the Kingston stations that was broadcasting. But it was weird because I could hear it and then I took the headphones off. No. There's no sound. Amy was there, so I was like, can you
make sure
it's happened to me a couple of times, but then, like I say in the essay, we figured out that, I mean, the cable from the mic to the jack is like 20 or 25 feet. And the farther away the two can be, the better off it is. And
the quality of the sound.
Yeah, yeah. Because I've heard other interference. Yeah. And I have this too in computers and phones, static and whatnot. So.
I
You're listening to Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM. This program is Frequency, and my name is Mayuko. So that was the song, Kiss on My List. That was the song in question that was discussed in the interview, in the outtake we just heard from my interview with Chris Funkhauser. And there's another outtake I want to play today, and that is, this one is from my interview with George Steele. George is a Capital Region naturalist and outdoor environmental educator. I interviewed him last month about Christmas bird counts that's going on, one of the oldest citizen science projects. Anyhow, the context was he has a quote on his Facebook page that says, "Everything you do teaches." And I was asking him to explain what that meant. And while answering that question, he sort of went on a bit of a sidetrack, which was very fun to listen to. But again, due to the time limit, I had to edit that part out for the actual broadcast in November. So I wanted to play that bit today. So, let's take a listen.
Everything you do teaches, and especially when you don't think anyone's watching. There's a movie of golf, I don't know. I love watching golf in the spring because you listen to the sound and you hear birds, and most of the golf tournaments, you know, that are televised are down south. Mm-hmm. And so these birds are, they're just starting to come in, and I'll start to hear, oh, what's that warbler I can hear in that sound? And at one point, and if you Google it, you'll find out that some of the networks were dubbing in bird sounds.
Oh.
And then birders were going in, what's this bird singing? they're down in Florida and you got an Arizona bird singing in there and stuff. And, some of the, the crazy, the sound effects people don't understand that. And then, mm-hmm. So there's a movie about golf. It's with Will Smith. And the whole thing is the hero of the movie touches the ball and the ball moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he's right on the verge of winning, but this might make him lose. Mm-hmm. And he says, yes. And then that actually really happened to a golfer this past spring, a pro golfer, that had to penalize himself for it. And again, so that's where your actions, you could have just said, I didn't, no one saw it. And mm-hmm. yet people do see it sometimes. And so that's a weird example of that. It's just part of everyday living that it's, if we just realize that we are teaching people by the things we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah.
It's a great example, but the first thing I will always remember is the birders listen to golf tournament.
especially when you, I like watching, I've played golf like twice. And I really didn't even know what I was doing. I just went with some friends and they, right. Let me use their clubs, and we did, I don't even know how many holes we did. And, but you see these professionals and then the jams they get into, the mistakes they make, and then mm-hmm. how they get out of it is, to me, it's a wonder, it's just like, to me, the whole world is a stage for a sense of wonder, and
yeah.
wondering about, how someone invented or discovered something, or wondering about how a baseball player could do such and such a thing, or mm-hmm. just say, seeing, an Olympian do something. It's like, wow, that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all part of this living connection that is the earth that we live on.
Yeah.
And of course, much of that for me is the natural world, of like seeing things in the natural world and what's going on there, and how things have happened or happening and change or whatever. But
mm-hmm. yeah.
Thank you.
That was a track titled More Mbemba Duga, which in there's an English translation that says The Naughty Cuckoo Bird. This was by Menzang Mekum Ajap Group, and it was from an album titled Mvet I Menzang, Music of the Beti in Cameroon. And ahead of that, we heard a little bits of my, well, outtake of my interview, from my interview with George Steele. And I hope you enjoyed these little bits of outtakes from my past interviews, both George and Chris Funkhauser. You can listen to the whole interviews or read the transcripts on my website, the Bequency's website, which is at bequency.substack.com. bequency.substack.com. That's where I also post some information about birding tips, like bird walks of in and around Hudson Valley and stuff like that. So I hope you check it out. But for today, I think that's it for my show today. You're listening to Wavebombs WGXC 90.7 FM. This program has been Bequency, Meet Bird People in Hudson Valley. Bequency airs every fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So I hope you'll come back and join me again in 2025. Happy New Year to everyone, and see you next time.